Jai Ho Radha, O Madhava, Kunabihari. Nopi jana malabha iri varathari. Nopi jana malabha iri varathari. Yasodhanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yasodhanandana Vrajajanaranjana Jamunatsera Yamunatera Manachare Jai Ho Radha Ho Madhava Kunyabihate Jai Ho Radha Madhuva Kunyabihare Gopijana Malabha Giribharadhade Gopijana Malabha Giribharadhare Yasodhanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yasodhanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamunatera Manachare Yamunatera Jai Ho Radha Ho Madhava Kunyabihare Jai Ho Radha Ho Madhava Kunyabihare Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravritacharya also Teta Satishi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhayachananar Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kajaya, for him say, Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaya Gadadha, Sivasiti Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda Kajaya, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopa Gopana, Sayam Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri, Govardhan Kajaya, Vrindavanam Kajaya, Maturidabh Kajaya, Jagadatha Swami Kajaya, Yamunamai Kajaya, Shimani Glasadevi Gajai, Sanavita Bhakta Varinni Gajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Go. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Gauranga Shavopad Ki Jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Pacharni Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 30th Chapter, Text 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kim te kritam shiti tapo bata keshavangri sparshotsavot pulat kitanga.
Word.
Nahair vihasi api angri samvava urukrama vikramad va aho varaha vapusha parirambanena. Kim de gritam shititit bo bata keshavangri. Sparshot savot pulakitanga nahar vivasi. Apyangri sambhava hurukrama vikramadva. Aho varaha vapusha parirambanena. Im te kritam kshatitapo bata keshavangri. Sparshot savot pulakitanga nahar vivasi. Apyangri sambhava hurukrama vikramadva. Aho varaha vapuksha parirambanena. Kim te kritam shatitapo vata keshavangri. Parshot savot pulakitanga nahar vipasi. Apyangri sambhava hurukrama vikramadva. Aho varaha vapusha parirambanena. No one else. Okay. Kim. What?
Tay.
By you. Kritam. Performed. Kshiti. O earth. Tapaha. Austerity. Bata. Indeed. Keshava. Of Lord Krishna. Angri. By the feet. Sparsha. On account of being touched. Utsava. Due to the joyful experience. Utpulakita. Standing on end in jubilation. Angaruhai. With your bodily hairs. The grass and growing plants. On your surface. Vibhasi. You appear beautiful. Api. Perhaps. Angri. By the feet. Of Krishna present now on your surface. Sambhavaha. Generated. Urukrama. Of Lord Vamanadeva. Lord Krishna's dwarf incarnation, who cover the entire universe in three mighty steps. Vikramat, because of the stepping. Va, or. Ahatu, or else perhaps. Varaha, of Lord Krishna's incarnation as a boar. Babusha, by the body. Parirambanena, because of the embrace. So translation, O Mother Earth, what austerity did you perform to attain the touch of Lord Keshava's lotus feet, which has brought you such great joy that your bodily hairs are standing on end? You appear very beautiful in this condition. Was it during the Lord's current appearance that you acquired this ecstatic symptom, or was it perhaps much earlier when he stepped upon you in his form of the dwarf Vamanadeva, or even earlier when he embraced you in his form of the boar Varahadeva? So repeat, O Mother Earth, what austerity did you perform to attain the touch of Lord Keshava's lotus feet, which has brought you with such great joy that your bodily hairs are standing on end? You appear very beautiful in this condition. Was it during the Lord's current appearance that you acquired this ecstatic symptom? Or was it perhaps much earlier when he stepped upon you in his form of the dwarf Vamanadeva? Or even earlier, when he embraced you in his form of the boar Varahadeva? So purport, by the servants of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains the thoughts of the gopis as follows. Perhaps the trees and plants mentioned in the previous verses did not hear our question because they were in trance meditating on Lord Vishnu. Or perhaps since they will not tell us where Krishna has gone, they are hard-hearted even though they live in a holy place. Anyway, what is the use of unnecessarily criticizing the residents of a holy place? We cannot tell if they really, if they really know where Krishna has gone. So let us find someone who definitely knows where he is. Thus, the gopis concluded that since Lord Krishna had to be somewhere on the earth herself must know his whereabouts. Then the gopis thought, since Krishna always walks on the earth, She is never separated from him and thus cannot understand how much his parents, girlfriends, and servants suffer in his absence. Let us ask her what austerities she has performed to gain the great fortune of being constantly touched by the feet of Lord Keshava. And I'll read part of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Because they are absorbed in meditation on Vishnu, they are probably not replying to us. But as residents of a holy place, they are hard-hearted since they don't say a word to us. After this one gopi spoke, since we cannot tell who knows about Krishna and who does not, why do you criticize these residents of the holy place? We should ask that person who knows the truth, that person who has seen him. Oh, friends, do you know that person? Asking all the gopis this, that one gopi pointed at the earth with her finger. It's quite picturesque, actually. She was, that's the person. The gopi said to the Saki, yes, what you say is true. Wherever Krishna is, it is somewhere on the earth. The earth is never separated from Krishna. The earth is certainly most fortunate among all the elders, girlfriends, lovers, and servants, because she never knows the pain of separation. We should not ask her, as we did to others previously about news of Krishna, but rather ask her what austerities she did long ago to get this good fortune. If we know that, then we also can do the same austerity and become freed from separation from Krishna. Considering in this way, they then asked, O earth, what austerities did you perform by which you shine with bliss born from the touch of Krishna's, of Keshava's feet? Because your hairs on the form of grass are standing on end, we understand that he has touched you with his feet. What austerity did you do by which you constantly are absorbed day and night in close association with Krishna? You should tell us. Hearing that, our lives will become successful. Seeing that the earth did not reply, the gopis began to consider, thinking to the past. Your strength was shown when you bore the great burden of Amadadeva's foot as he stretched his other foot from Patala to Swarga, means all over the universe. By what austerity did you get that strength? Va stands for vai, certainly, or can be considered added to complete the rhythm of the verse. Or what austerity did you get to get the firm embrace of Varaha? That austerity by which you get happiness, rarely achieved by others, is also joyfully performed because it brings you, a woman, into contact with a man. There is no one more fortunate than you. So let's read the verse again. Kim te kritam shatita pov mata keshavangri sparshotsavat pulakitangi naharvivasi apyangri sambhavahurukrama vikramadva oho varaha vapusha parirambhanena. So Om Gana Timananda Shah Gananjana Shvakya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, ontologically, the earth is actually one of Krishna's consorts. And that's shown in the worship, actually, of Balaji. When people go to Tirumala is the place on the hill, Tirupati is the place down below. Then you have Sri and Boo. And so sometimes it's asked what austerities, and I was thinking about one particular austerity that Bhoo Devi or Bhumi performed. Of course, many austerities. Of course, during Kali Yuga, one of the main austerities she puts up with us. But that's another subject matter. So, referring to the Ramayana, to talk about one of the austerities, of course, I don't have information about all the austerities she performed, but she's really dedicated to Krishna. So in the Ramayana, it's described that before Ravan came to kidnap Sita Devi, the real Sita Devi was exchanged for Maya Sita, who is also described as Bhoo Devi. And so, of course, the real Sita was taken by Agni, the fire god, for safekeeping. And because Ravana could not touch the real Sita, for Prabhupada described that if Ravana had touched the real Sita, you know, the goddess of fortune is completely spiritual. You know, matter cannot touch spirit. It just doesn't happen. You know, they're completely different categories, isn't it? So then what happened is that, so had Ravana touched Sita Devi, he would have died immediately or self-immolated or something like that. Even there's that story, and actually even before that, there's that story of Vedavati, is also understood to be an expansion of Sita Devi. Sometimes it's explained by the Acharyas that she was also Bhu Devi, where Ravan, he landed his Pushpaka Vimana, that means flower airplane, and he saw that Vedavati was meditating on the top of a mountain, and she was meditating in order to get Lord Narayan as her husband. And he got very attracted to her, Ravana did, of course, and he grabbed her by the hair, and she made her hand become like a knife and cut her hair. She said, "I've been defiled by your touch." And she immolated herself, went into a yogic trance and immolated herself. And she said, "I'm going to be born again in your kingdom in order to cause your destruction." And so Sita was born in like that, and she's born in a lotus flower. I mean, there's so many different stories about Sita's appearance, but she was brought under the earth by Bhumi again. So, you know, you find Bhumi there in this particular pastime, or the pastimes of Lord Ram, in many different situations. So anyway, so Bhumi brought Sita Devi. Sita Devi was discovered in a little container when the tip of the plow of Janaka Maharaj hit the container. It was some sort of wooden box or something like that. So anyway, so when Sita Devi was given to Agni, then Bhu Devi, or Maya Sita, actually took her place. And she was actually subjected to the threats, not tortures precisely. They were mainly threats. She wasn't really tortured. But by the threats of Ravan and all the Rakshasinis. You know, Ravan at one particular point said, "If you don't succumb to me within a year, then I'm going to take you for my dinner." And all the Rakshasinis, they had these horrendous visages. You know, some of them described that their heads came out of their stomach or the rear end. So you can imagine such creatures. And so this is an austerity. I can imagine like being under the Ashok tree for a whole year and being tortured by or threatened by the Rakshasinis. But the whole year she was simply chanting what? The name of Ram. So this is also important for us to understand that if you want to have Krishna's lotus feet, let's take this in a metaphorical way. If you want to have Krishna's lotus feet, you have to be able to perform austerities. So, of course, our austerities, or austerity, we say is chanting the Lord's holy name. But even to be more specific, tatvinu kampam sushamikshamana bunjani batma kritam vivakam ridvad bapurbir viradam namaste jivetam yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. So what does that mean? That means we have to go on serving according to the directions of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, in spite of every sort of impediment, challenge, and pain that occurs. And of course, we don't, at the same time, we don't want to blame Krishna. You know, why, Krishna? Why are you giving me this pain? We were talking last night to a student about this, that you know, sometimes painful things happen. And I was explaining that even as far as non-devotees are concerned, of course, people are not Krishna conscious, it's karma, we understand that. But as far as people who are not Krishna conscious, the pain that's inflicted due to karma is actually due, the reason for it is to help them ultimately understand that this is not a happy place. You know, we look at karma and we think, oh, the living entity is getting punished, which is true. The living entity is getting punished or getting rewarded. But the whole purpose of it, and this is called the teleos in philosophy, and teleology is the study of purposes. The whole purpose is to actually bring you to the point where you say, I surrender. You know, as they say when we were young, what is it, uncle? You know, they twist your arm. I don't know if anyone's done that when they were young. Uncle, okay, uncle, I surrender. Okay, I won. So until we say, yes, I surrender, Krishna, help me. And then Krishna sends Guru, Brahmanda Brahmate, Konna Bhagavan Jiv, Guru Krishna, Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bir. So anyway, so that's even for people who are not in Krishna consciousness, there's a purpose for the punishment. It's not punishment for the sake of punishment. It's not retributive punishment just because God wants to see you suffer because you were a bad boy. Like sometimes the Christians depict in their tracts that there is someone like boiling in the fire and brimstone in hell. And then he's saying, God, save me. And God said, you just blew it. You know, one life, you made some theological mistake. Join the Hare Krishna movement. And you're just condemned forever. So no, it's not like that. One is not condemned forever. Punishments are meant for that. But anyway, so as far as devotees, we are subjected to so many reverses and challenges. And you see with Prabhupada, how many austerities Prabhupada had to perform. And we're not talking about, you know, austerities generally, you know, you go to the Himalayas and you sit in a certain position, or you eat very little, you voluntarily eat practically nothing, or like Dhruva Maharaj, you know, after a while you're just like breathing, and then you give up the breathing. I mean, some devotees think that by austerities they'll become Krishna conscious. And of course, Judd Bharat sort of destroys that particular argument. Ruhuganai tat tapasa niyatit nachesya nirva panad grahadva nachandasanaiva jalagdur suryar vana mahapada jobhishekam. He says that you're not going to become Krishna conscious by putting yourself in fire in the middle of the summer. In the summer, it's pretty hot. I can imagine doing that in Vrindavan when it's 50 degrees centigrade out. And sometimes, you know, sometimes, of course, traditionally there were austerities. Sometimes the men would grow their beard in the middle of the summer. And that's really an austerity. So, wow. Or they would eat like a duck during the Chaturmasya period. But Ruhuganai tatapasada yati, not by taking sannyas, by executing austerities, nachandasanaiva jalagdi suryar, by putting yourself in fire in the middle of the summer or putting yourself in ice cubes. Yogis could do that, actually. There was that one story Prabhupada told about the yogi. There was a man who made a bet that a yogi couldn't stay warm if he was immersed in the water. You remember that story? That was an interesting story. And so he went into, you know, really freezing ice water, went into the water, and the man actually said, you cheated because there was a light like several miles away and you were taking the heat from the light. And then his servant, the man's servant, because the man didn't want to pay his debt for the bet, the man's servant proved to the man that the man was cheating the yogi. How did he prove? Because he actually put a fire to cook with, and he put the pot all the way high. And he said, if this pot, this fire won't cook in this pot because it's high, what to speak of that yogi? So anyway, so there was a tradition of actually of meditating. Yogis could do that, meditating in ice in the middle of the winter. And that's why yogis would go to the Himalayas. They would actually just dress and have deer skin and just dress like very light, not like us with sweaters in the winter and everything. So anyway, so only by taking the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, Vajobi Shekham, that's what Jadbart tells to King Rahugana. So our austerity, getting back to the austerities and getting back to Bhumi's austerity, our austerity is simply taking the dust of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. In other words, the service of the Supreme Lord, Guru Mukho Padma Bhakya Chite Te Koriyakya. Because Padma, lotus mouth, you know, there's also lotus feet and lotus mouth. So we take the service of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, and we just endure all these different Tatenu Kampam Sushumikshamanam Bhunjanivatma Kritam Vipakam. And we understand, we don't blame Krishna. This is getting back to the whole point. We don't blame Krishna for these things. We think this is just a token reaction for our past sinful activities. Actually, one time Prabhupada was in a car in Mauritius, and there was an accident. And Prabhupada, actually, it's interesting, the Prabhupada, just to prevent, you know, serious injury, put his cane down to brace himself right before the accident. And but Prabhupada commented we were meant to die in that accident. So Prabhupada, you can see, you know, obviously Prabhupada had no karma, wasn't meant to die, but Prabhupada is taking it like that. That whatever unfortunate thing happens, whether he got gored by a bull, when he was trying to preach Krishna consciousness, can you imagine? And not getting bitter with God. That's the austerity. You know, the one actually thinks that I'm, this is my due, this is what I need to become Krishna conscious. You know, even if it's Krishna's arrangement, it's actually to help me with my spiritual life. But anyway, one thinks it's due to a token reaction to my past activities. And then, Dayabak. One actually becomes a fit inheritor. That's the direct translation or recipient of Krishna's mercy, if one's like that. So getting back to Bhumi, so she's there with all these rakshasinis, because the rakshasinis were the ones guarding her, not males. And of course, Ravan, who's a rakshasa. And she's tolerating all this for a year, and she's going on chanting the Lord's holy name, isn't it? So it's an example for us. I mean, so this is how, these are the austerities that Bhumi performed. This is just one example. Like I said, I don't know of too many other examples. And then as a result, after she spent this whole year of Ravana's captivity, then what happened is that the real Sita came forth, and then she declared her love for Ram. So the one thing is that Ram, one problem with Ram is it's Ekapatni Vrata. And he's had several encounters with entities who actually want to become his wives, like the sages at Dandakaranya Forest. They wanted to be his wives. It wasn't a physical thing. It wasn't, you know, that they were gay or anything like that. I mean, I had to be explicit about these things. But they actually had realized their spiritual bodies, their spiritual forms, and they wanted to associate with him in that mood. And of course, he said, no, I mean, Ekapatni Vrata, I've taken the vow of only having one wife in this life. And then they got a chance to be gopis, a whole group of gopis in Krishna's pastimes. I mean, there's many different groups. It's quite interesting. It's, you know, you hear about the primary gopis we're reading about, but if you go around Vrindavan, then you'll understand that there is actually many different groups. There was one king with a lot of daughters, and I forget the name. The name starts with a V, and I forget the name right now. And they all became the wives, or the girlfriends of Krishna in Vrindavan. So you have all these personalities who are associating with God in or Krishna in different incarnations, and then they appear in Vrindavan later on. So anyway, so getting back to the point, so Bhumi or Maya Sita at this particular juncture, she prays, let me become your wife. And Lord Ram says, you can't do this, you're gonna have to wait a little while. And so she's disappointed. Can you imagine? She's undergone all these austerities, and she's told, what, in a future birth, you're actually going to get a chance to associate with me. I mean, that really requires a lot of faith and patience, isn't it? Just like that story of Mukunda, right? That Mukunda, because he was had some bad association, he was sort of rejected from Lord Chaitanya's association. And Lord Chaitanya said, I don't want to see him. And then the question was raised, you know, how many births? There's something like millions of births. You're going to get a chance. And then he became very happy. So what is that? Utsahan nischaya darya tatat karma pavartanat. This is a real important instruction from us, from the Upadeshamrita, that enthusiasm has to be maintained, but it has to be tempered with patience. Like Prabhupada also said, I have no hope of direct service for the coming crores of births. It's Prabhupada's poem, isn't it? I mean, and there's Prabhupada, and no hope of direct, you know, whatever, service of the coming crores of births. You know what a crore is? Crore is 10 million. Crores of births. And then we were thinking, you know, I got to go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Of course, we can go back to Godhead in this lifetime. We were talking about this last night, too, that our progress, you know, there were the questions in class on the line. There's no impediment to pure Krishna consciousness except for our own desire. And our own desire is dependent upon our own desire and who we associate with. You know, we can change our desire by changing our, you know, sometimes people say, how can I have all these different impressions of my mind and, you know, the modes of nature. How can I change my desire? Well, you change your desire by picking good association. You know, I personally experienced that when I read Prabhupada's books, my desire changes. It changes, you know. And I read other things, you know, what do I read, science books or something, that I have a different desire to be a big scientist. So it's a fact. I mean, when you associate with a pure devotee, you know, sadhusanga, sadhusanga, sarvasashrikai, lava matra, sadhusanga, sarvasiddhi hoy, then your desires change and you can become Krishna conscious. So it's all based upon, and of course, you have to have a desire to associate. That's a trick there too, because I don't want to associate with him. I won't want anything else in this world if I associate with him. Just like my brother said when I joined the movement, don't tell me about the philosophy, you'll spoil it for me. Like telling someone the end of a movie, the butler did it. So anyway, Bhumi, she just had to wait a long period of time before she could marry the Lord. And of course, there was a whole other pastime when she got a chance to marry the Lord. That was the pastime of Venkateshwara, when Lord Vishnu got kicked in the chest by Brigamuni. Lakshmi got really angry with him. How can you tolerate this? And she's also angry with Brahmins too. It's a good reason not to be a Brahmin. So she left him, and he came down to the earth planet, and then at that particular point, he got a chance to be with Bhumi. He got married to Bhumi, and of course, there's that whole story. Lakshmi caught him right on his honeymoon. And then after that, they all had to become deities. And that's the story of Venkateshwara. You know, the really famous story. It's actually from the Puranas. It's not just like a village story. It's there in the Puranas, the story of Venkateshwara. So what we learn from this, from Bhumi, is that she did have to execute many austerities. She is dear to the Lord. She is married to the Lord. She has children by the Lord. Because when Lord Bor, who's mentioned here in this verse, touched her, you know, Angani, Yasha, Shakalan, Driya, Dri, Timanti, he impregnated her with his tusks. Because any part of his body, the Lord's transcendental body, can act like any other part of the body. He can see with his ears. He can touch with his nose. Of course, we can always touch with our nose. But anyway, smell with his hands. And so he's able to impregnate her just by touching her. And he had a kid. And she, Yeah, it's interesting. Bhumi is also an expansion of Satyabhama. I mean, it's ontologically, it's very, very interesting. So when Krishna wanted to kill his son, because the son had taken bad association, became Bhumasura and kidnapped all those girls who later Krishna married, then Krishna had to get permission from Satyabhama, who was not different from Bhumi. So anyway, so the point is we have to be ready to execute austerities, tolerate things, and just be determined to serve his divine grace to the Prabhupada. And then we will get the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the message from today's class. So thank you very much. All glories to his divine grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. All right. Radha Golokananda, Ki Jai. Jai Shishi Radha Golokananda, Radha Golokananda.
Reporter explained it.
Govinda Adi Purusha Aham Bhajami Govinda Adi Purusha Aham Bhajami Govinda Adi Purusha Aham Bhajami Enam Karma
Sakalam Driya Driya Dimanti Asyan Dipan Ikayanti Jiram Yavanti Ananda Dinaya Salu Lala Kasha Govinda Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jaya Jaya 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 Gokula Tarune Mandada Mahiche Gokula Tarune Mandala Mahiche kula taruni manadama hite. Gokula taruni mandalama hite. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite. Run, hey, Jaya, Jaya, Madhava, Jaya, Run, hey, Jaya, Jaya, Madhava, Jaya, Dhammo, Dhara, Vratte, Vardana, Vese, Hare, Neskuta, Vrinda, Vipineshe, Damodara Rate Vardana Vese Hare Niskuta Vrinda Vipineshe Damodara Rate Vardana Vese Hare Niskuta Vrinda Vipineshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate. 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 Anudare navashashileke lalita sake gunaramita vishake Vishavanudare navashashileke lalita sake gunaramita vishake Vishavanudare navashashileke Lalita Saki Guna Ramita Vishwake Vita Vishwake Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Runam Kurumai Karana Bharate Sanaka sanatana varni tachadrite Korunam kurumai koruna parate Sanaka sanatana varni tachadrite Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Jayate Kula Taruni Mandalama Hite Lo Kula Taruni Mandalama Hite Go Kula Taruni Mandalama Hite Go Kula la tarone mandala mahite. Radhe jaya jaya madhavatite. Radhe jaya jaya madhavatite. Radhe jaya jaya madhavatite. Radhe jaya jaya madhavatite. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha, Aroke Nandura, Aroke Nandura, Gote. Jai Radha, Aroke Nandura, Aroke Nandura, Gote. Jai Radha. Nayo Radhe, Nayo Radhe, Nayo Radhe. Nayo Radhe, Nayo Radhe, Nayo Radhe, Nayo Radhe. Radhe Jai Om Vishnupad Manamahansa Paravacharya Alsatada Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai Astan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Nandagoti Vaishnav Vrindajai Namacharya Shilohidas Thakur Kichay. Prim Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindavanagaur Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopika Panath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijay Vrindavanam Kijay Maturidam Kijay Jagadath Swami Kijay Yamunamai Kajai, Srimati Lasadevi Kajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees.
All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam. It's one of those cases where people may assist. Anybody has said it. O Radha, all glories unto you, all glories unto you, beloved of Madhava, object of worship for all the young girls of Gokula. You dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. You are the controller of Vrindavan, the pleasure groves of Lord Hari. You are a new moon arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu. You are the friend of Lalita, and your wonderful qualities, friendliness, kindness, and faithfulness to Krishna endear you to Vishakha. You are an ocean of compassion, and your divine characteristics are described by the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanat Kumar. O Radha, please be merciful to me. Shri Rupa Goswami ki jai. Thank you.